السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن والاه. أما بعد, the topic of love, the topic of love. Until now and all my life, I discover a lot of people do not know what meaning love and how to give love and how to receive love. Imagine, especially the new generation and the majority. I will share with you some example to understand what I'm talking about first. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiyallahu anhu, he loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one time, when he was immigrating with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Ya Abu Bakr, I'm so thirsty. My throat is very dry." Abu Bakr ran until he find some Bedouin and he get him some goat milk. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was drinking. And he keep drinking. Abu Bakr said, listen carefully, "I was so overwhelmed. I was overwhelmed. And my eyes was overwhelmed." What it mean? The way he said it, it mean in Arabic, he was almost, he feel his thirst. He feel his thirst. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam drinking, he feel his thirst. What it mean? When you serve whom you love, you gain much higher feeling of joy more than what you're serving. Both of them is thirsty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam drinking and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is fulfilling his thirst just by watching Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drinking. This is love. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah opened for him Mecca. And during this time, the father of Abu Bakr become blind. But Abu Bakr was want him to be a Muslim so bad. And he ran to him. And he bring him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to embrace Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Ya Abu Bakr, why you bring your father? Why you didn't tell me I will go to him?" Abu Bakr said, "Ya Rasulullah, no, he come to you." And when he sit with Rasulullah sallam to embrace Islam, Abu Bakr radiallahu cry. Rasulullah sallam said, "Ya Abu Bakr, what make you cry when Allah save your father from hellfire?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah, I swear by Allah, I wish this moment was for Abu Talib better than my father." Meaning he was wishing Abu Talib, the uncle of Rasulullah sallam, to embrace Islam better than own his father. Why? He know how much Rasul Sam, he love his uncle and he was wishing for it. Again, the love of giving, the love of serving, the love of loving of what the beloved love. This is love. Know me. Thawban radiallahu anhu, one of the companions of Rasulullah sallam, and he was almost like a maid for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go away for one day, and he came late at night. Thawban was crying. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Thawban, what make you cry, Ya Thawban? He said, you, Ya Rasulullah, I miss you. I miss you so much, Ya Rasulullah. And he was really, really missing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much to the point. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was speechless. He cannot talk. Jibreel alayhi salam came with the verse from chapter An-Nisa, verse 69. And whoever obey Allah and His Messenger, he will be with them. Messenger, Prophet, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Salihin, and this is the best resident. My brother and sister in Islam, what about Sawad? Another companion in a day of Uhud. Before the battle, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was straightening the line when Sawad came out of the line or was not standing properly. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has something in his hand and he pushed Sawad with it. Sawad said to Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, you hurt me. This is not right. He said, what do you want? He said, I want my right. And the companion was very furious. He said, what is your right, Ya Thawban? He said, I push you the way you push me. Again, everybody, you do that to Rasulullah? But Thawban was insisting. I'm sorry, Sawad. And Sawad was insisting. Rasulullah, he said, okay, go, push me. He said, no, you push me in empty stomach. You have to raise your clothing and I push you in empty stomach, meaning the skin. Rasulullah take his clothes off from his belly and Sawad run to the belly of Rasulullah and keep kissing it. He said, what make you do that, Ya Sawad? He said, Ya Rasulullah, soon I might be fighting and meeting Allah. And I want the last thing to happen to me, to my cheek touching your belly, Ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They do everything for their own love and benefit. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to Medina and he started giving khutbah, he used to put his hand over a trunk of a tree. And when they built the masjid, they used to hear crying coming from the trunk of the tree. Until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go and hug it until it come down. The trunk of the tree missing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love. Bilal radiallahu anhu. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, Abu Bakr tell him, get up, makes adhan. He said, I cannot. The story is a little bit long, but to make it short, he said, Ya Abu Bakr, if you give me freedom for Allah, let me go to be for Sabilillah. I want to spend my time for Sabilillah. And if you make me free for yourself, okay, I will stay. He said, no, Ya Bilal, I make you free for Sabilillah. And he let him free because he missing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He went to Syria and he's resident there, working and be for Sabilillah. And one day he saw a dream and he said, Ya Bilal, long time since you meet me, Ya Bilal, and visiting me. Bilal radiallahu anhu, he run to Medina to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grave. And when he went, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu again, tell him, please get up, make adhan. And when he get up to make adhan, the whole Medina was crying. And when he came, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, they said, the Medina never cried like that. Love. Love, my brother. What is love? Please go read my article of love. Read the article of what Allah loves versus what we love. We too far from the meaning of love. We too far from being a real people of love. Love to serve. To serve whom you love. To please whom you love. And I bear witness to Allah. When you live the true love, you will gain a pleasure and bounty above any another taking. Taking, wallahi, has no value and no pleasure. But giving, Allahu Akbar. Especially if the niyyah is pure. And niyyah for Allah, it become the ultimate pleasure for you is the moment you deliver your own love and your own feeling for whom you love, for the purpose for Allah. May Allah make us understand the true love, live the true love, be a giver. And at this moment, I promise you, you will feel the ultimate joy and love of giving. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. And remember, the love story between mu'mineen is start after death. All the love story is doomed to die by death or illness or changing your mind. Except the love for Allah. The love for Allah is start immediately after love, after death. Until yawm al-qiyamah. Dua for each other, shafa'ah. And most of all, if we lived the real love story for Allah, yawm al-qiyamah, we will be the first people Allah calling them after messenger prophets. And Allah will say, come next to me, those who love each other for Allah. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. How much we missing? We missing the ultimate pleasure, the ultimate bounty, dunya and akhirah, the love of Allah, the serving for Allah. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Anything belong to you, it give you pleasure. Anything to do for sabilillah, it give you pleasure. I bear witness to Allah. I felt it many times. And the ultimate, most happiest time is serving for Allah. Not waiting for any reward, not waiting for any price. It's so beautiful. Wallahi, it's so beautiful. Not to wait for yourself. Just to give. Just to serve. And yes, a lot of people even do not value that. But you're dealing with Allah, you're not dealing with people. Don't ever forget that. You're dealing with Allah. You're not dealing with people. You deal with people, they will lead you to Jahannam. You deal with Allah, for Allah, Allah lead you to Jannah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.